Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
Great. They found an Arabic translation of Adolf Hitler's manifesto called Mein Kampf inside a child's bedroom at Hamas terror base in the Gaza Strip. This is really, really something, folks. I got to tell you, you know, unfortunately, I guess it all goes together. But the one thing I hope is that this doesn't somehow now give encouragement to many protesters who are flooding into the streets in different cities in America and across the world to suddenly start holding up copies of Mein Kampf to be somehow in solidarity. I sure hope that doesn't happen. Folks, we'll tell you more about that and much, much more on the program this morning. Good morning. It is the Monday edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, everybody, as we start this great week of broadcasting here on the program. And, of course, we're broadcasting out to our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. Also out to our great radio affiliates via GCN, our distributor. And we want to say good morning to everybody. We know it's Monday, but we're here and we're ready and we are raring to go because our program this morning, of course, is going to be chock full. And if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning, simply give us a call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And no, you don't have to have credit card information ready to go. we don't have that here, so don't worry about that. But it is Monday, and we hope that you had a great weekend. And as a matter of fact, we had a great weekend here in Southern California only because the atmospheric river is making its way towards us. It should be here towards the end of the week. And Southern California and the words atmospheric river just don't go together, I hate to tell you. But our friends, I think right now up in Seattle and Portland and down part of the Pacific Northwest coast this morning, they're looking at a lot of rain. And we'll tell you more about that. And, of course, our friends in Houston as well. We'll tell you more about that as we go to the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, the Trucker and Travelers Report, a little before the top of the hour here in hour number one. But once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about. And, yes, I saw this right before we went on the air tonight, and that is that this from the New York Post, an Arabic translation of Adolf Hitler's sick manifesto Mein Kampf was found inside a child's bedroom at a Hamas terror base in the Gaza Strip, Israeli authorities reported. The copy of the Nazi leader's 1925 autobiography outlining his deadly journey into anti-Semitism and the genocide of millions of Jews and other ethnic minorities during the Holocaust included annotations and highlights, quote unquote, Israel Defense Forces said in a post on X on Sunday. The book was discovered among the personal belongings of one of the terrorists, the IDF said in an online post. Hamas embraces the ideology of Hitler, the one responsible for the annihilation of the Jewish people. Again, folks, I hate to say I'm shocked, but I'm not surprised. Hitler's book or his manifesto, as it were, Mein Kampf, which I believe translates into My Struggle, of course, as we just heard, outlines exactly what he wanted to do, exactly his proclivities and the hatred that underlie of all of that. And it's very disconcerting, to say the least. That, and we've been talking about this, right? The idea that the notion that Hamas wants to literally eliminate not just the state of Israel, but believes that they need to eliminate the Jewish people is very, very troubling. In this day and age, we thought that maybe we were beginning to get past a lot of that. So many people on planet Earth have and would never entertain this kind of thought. But unfortunately, hatred is something very difficult to stamp out. And we'll talk more about this. We'll take your calls, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We also want to tell you, too, that Tim Scott, this also happened sort of late Sunday night into early Monday morning. Looks like Tim Scott has now suspended his campaign for president. This got announced, as they said, just a little while ago. And of course, he spent a lot of money. He certainly spent a lot of time. He's been in the debates. So this is something else I'm not necessarily completely surprised at, but I am a little sort of sad about it, in the sense that I thought he had a lot of good things to say. I think that he brought a real dynamic to the table. In terms, I love to hear him speak, because I always felt that he was very optimistic about America, that his story in America is something that we need more of. And also because, in this day and age, in the reality of politics, we need to be able to show that America is a land of opportunity, that America is a good country fundamentally, that the people of America are good people fundamentally, and that where we are going in this country is so great and so special. You know, there's a saying out there: when great events occur or big meaningful events occur, the saying is, the past is prologue. Well, I do think that really applies to America. You know, we've often heard, and especially I recall Ronald Reagan, I'll just paraphrase him here, saying, the best days of America are ahead of us. And they always are. You know, we can look back and we can say, well, America was this, America was that. America triumphed here. America evolved there. America was, and I believe America is always moving in the right moral direction. But America's best days are ahead, and I think Tim Scott's story helps to really emphasize that. So, and I understand, but there are political realities in terms of fundraising and poll numbers and things like that. But here's the thing. We haven't seen the last of Tim Scott. It may not be his time right now. Maybe that's his feeling. But it will be. And one day soon, I believe. So, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Much more to talk about. Taking your calls, too. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back, folks. Welcome back to the program. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you know, I'm pumped up. I am. It's Monday. I'm ready. There's a lot that's been going on that I've been wanting to talk about, of course. And we had a great time on the weekend show. By the way, the weekend show is heard in some different places at different times, and it's interesting because sometimes we'll get messages, you know, in the middle of the weekend, and so at different times when the show was either being heard on a replay or people are tapping in a different way to it on demand. But you know, it's really great to have had so much fun on the weekend show. We had a lot of calls, which is also really great. And, of course, we're taking your calls, as I said, at 949-822-7959. And also, before we head further here, want to let you know that our sister station, AM 930, and The Answer in Sarasota, our sister station, AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota, and national radio host and conservative icon Sebastian Gorka, we want you to join him on his Great American Cigar Tour. Now, that happens today, Monday the 13th, but we're in the very, very early morning hours right now, so there may be time if you still want to attend. And then, of course, it's happening Monday, November 13th at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. And, of course, it's being brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. And, again, it's all happening November 13th today, right? They're going to discuss politics, life with great cigars, by the way. Plus, there'll be an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. So for details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. AmericanWealthTV.com. All right. One of the things that we're going to talk about in this segment, which I just want to preview here, a Biden campaign official says that it's going to take more than one term. It's going to take more than one term. I'm even going to whisper it like Joe Biden. It's going to take more than one term, right, to fix the financial problems, the economy, and so forth. And guess whose fault it is? I'll give you one guess. But I want to preview that. But first, I do want to tell you that, unfortunately, we've lost 5 Army Special Operations soldiers that were killed in a helicopter crash. This from Military Times. 5 U.S. service members are dead after an American military helicopter crashed in the eastern Mediterranean Sea on Friday evening, according to U.S. officials. They confirmed that on Sunday. The crew was conducting a routine air refueling mission during a training sortie when the aircraft suffered a mishap, according to U.S. European Command. They said this in an email statement. All aboard were killed. New York Times reported all 5 service members were U.S. Army Special Operations. And they confirmed again to Military Times, but referred additional questions to the European Command. The command first announced the accident on Saturday, but declined to say what type of aircraft was involved. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed the downed asset was a helicopter in a statement on Sunday. The Pentagon has not specified to which branch of the armed forces the aircraft belonged. So, nevertheless, our thoughts, our prayers, our condolences, of course, go out to the families and to the friends of these 5 soldiers, special operations soldiers, that were killed in this terrible, terrible accident, what appears to be a terrible accident. So, again, our thoughts and our prayers and our condolences. Hopefully they'll figure out exactly what happened, and as the investigation continues, of course. But getting back here to what this Biden campaign official says, this from Fox News, the Biden-Harris campaign's communication director argued that, quote, a brick wall of MAGA extremism, unquote. Let me tell you that again. It's a brick wall of MAGA extremism has contributed, he says, to Americans struggling financially and working multiple jobs to make ends meet. Did you know this? Are you aware of this, my friends? That it's a brick wall of MAGA extremism that has done this to you. It's made you have to suffer. I didn't know that. This is all news to me, which I'm sure that it's news to you as well. He goes on to say, that's precisely why we need another 4 years to continue to finish the job, right? I think it's important, too, that the president, of course, wants to get all of this done. But we have to be honest about the brick wall of MAGA extremism that we continue to run into when we're trying to get things done for the American people. It's just that simple, my friends. Listen, it's just that simple. If it wasn't for the brick wall, now it's a brick wall of MAGA extremism. What will it be tomorrow? It will be the force field of MAGA something or other. I don't know. But this is a Biden campaign official, Michael Tyler, told CNN's Victor Blackwell. Tyler was responding to a question regarding how President Biden has previously said Americans shouldn't be forced to work 2 jobs to stay afloat and above the poverty line. The Labor Department numbers came out for the 3rd quarter. Nearly 8.4 million people in this country are working at least 2 jobs. That's the highest number since 2019. So when people are looking for the economic shift, they don't feel it, Blackwell said, before pointing to a woman who was working 3 jobs to make ends meet. Well, folks, is this, now you tell me, right, why are people working more than one job? Well, I think it's because they are having to try to make ends meet. This is exactly what they're trying to do. And consumers are not happy with Bidenomics. I mean, that's the understatement, isn't it? I mean, we've said that for a long time. But this, according to Markets Insiders, American consumers may be starting to buckle. Here are the 5 warning signs that the spending slowdown is on the horizon, they say. All right, here's the first one. The first one's credit card delinquencies are rising. Yeah, we've talked about that on the program last week. The credit card debt has reached over $1 trillion. And why is that? Is it because people are just having a great time and going on lavish vacations? Is it because they're feathering their nest with the Fabergé egg that they can, you know, go to an auction and try to buy or something? Well, of course not. Why are they doing this? Well, they're trying to make ends meet. They're putting these things into credit cards, things like groceries and other stuff that you need to have on a regular basis. Gas for their cars, you know, food at the grocery store. You know, this kind of stuff. Also, Americans are saving less, we understand. Consumer confidence has fallen 3 months in a row. That should be an indicator, and it's fallen the last 3 months in a row. Is this Trump's fault? Is this the brick wall of MAGA extremism? I don't think so. This is all part of the strategy, right? This is part of the strategy to make sure that, you know, anything bad that happens, well, you got a scapegoat. You got a scapegoat, and you just say, well, it's got to be Trump. Now, whatever people think about Donald Trump, and to a great degree, I don't know that they're thinking about Donald Trump trying to make ends meet. They're not saying that Trump, you know, that Trump just really messed up our lives. If it wasn't for that Trump, right, they're not thinking like that. If anything, and see, this is one of the reasons why we have this new thing called the brick wall of MAGA extremism. It's because they realize that people are saying to themselves, well, gee whiz, in the last administration, things were better, right? I was doing better. Maybe I didn't have to work two jobs. And by the way, some people might want to work two jobs because they really want to get ahead. You know, that's also okay to do in America the last time I checked. But right now, I think a lot of people would not want to have to work two jobs, but they're finding that they have to. Why? Because of inflation, obviously, because of other market uncertainties. So again, we've got the Americans are saving less. We've got consumer confidence falling 3 months in a row. Consumers aren't planning to splurge this holiday season. Well, we've talked about that. I can tell you that. Nobody I know is going to have a lavish, you know, Christmas time. And who can blame them? Why would you do that? Why is that? Well, because, refer to my earlier comments, right? Because people are already putting stuff on credit cards that they typically wouldn't have to put on a credit card. They have to augment their operating budget by dipping into credit. And they've already dipped into savings. And then also, retailers aren't hiring as much ahead of the holidays. The holiday hiring among retailers slumped to about 135,000, the lowest level in about 5 years, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So, folks, is this a Biden thing, or is it the brick wall of MAGA extremism? I don't think so. All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back, 949-822-7959. We'll see you on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The federal government faces a midnight Eastern Time Friday deadline for running out of funds, presenting House Speaker Mike Johnson with a challenging situation, much like that of his predecessor, Representative Kevin McCarthy. Johnson aims to avoid a right-wing rebellion while keeping the government operational. Simultaneously, the White House Office of Management and Budget has initiated communications with agencies to prepare for a potential shutdown of the government, according to a source familiar with the plans. President Biden is slated to meet Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco on Wednesday during a CEO summit, where Xi is expected to address prominent American business executives. This meeting occurs amid heightened tensions in U.S.-China relations and as China's stricter regulations on Western companies prompt a reassessment of their investments in the country. The encounter offers an opportunity for discussions on a range of issues impacting the economic relationship between the two nations. Skip Kelly, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Monday edition of the broadcast. And we hope that you had a great weekend. We hope that you have a great week ahead of you. And there's certainly going to be a lot of things happening this week. I believe Biden and Xi are supposed to meet this week now. And we'll talk a little bit about that, of course, with Denise Simon in hour number three of the program. And, you know, what they're going to accomplish, well, we're not going to hold our breath too much. But obviously, it is an important thing when the President of the United States meets with the leader of China. So we'll see what happens. I haven't heard tell that they have anything sort of in the offing. That's kind of the protocol. Typically, they want to be able to say, we've got something that we're going to agree to or announce or this kind of thing. So we will see. Well, folks, also, this week, there's going to be this great, great thing happening at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. AM860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka live November 14th, that's tomorrow, Tuesday, at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. Now, with pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get your tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024. Again, Tuesday, November 14th. That's tomorrow. So definitely head over to theanswertampa.com for tickets. And, of course, this is all brought to you by Wired Differently. So be sure to check it out. All right. So, again, we've got Biden, or at least the Biden campaign manager we were talking about last segment. you know, saying, well, it's the, you know, the brick wall of mega extremism that's caused all your problems, and, you know, do we need another 4 years to finally fix it, and this kind of stuff. And of course, guess what? Let's just say, just for the sake of argument, you get 4 years down the road, guess what? Well, this mega brick wall of mega extremism was built so good. I mean, really, really built really well. We need another 4 years for another Democrat president to come in and do this. So it's just, it's fine. It's just the scapegoat, and it will continue to be so. If it wasn't for this Trump, man, we wouldn't have any problems, right? I guess so. And by the way, and again, whatever you think of Donald Trump, whether or not he's the nominee, it's the GOP policies, too, that these people are incredibly afraid of. The last thing they want you to do is open your front door and look out into the world and say, things aren't going the way they're supposed to go. But I'll bet you anything, it's because of the Biden administration and the Democrat policies that have put us here, because inflation started going sky high when Joe Biden kept campaign promises. And I guess some would say, well, you see, look, he keeps his promises. He kept his campaign promise. He didn't renege on, for example, right? He didn't stop short of stopping the oil companies and drilling and this kind of stuff. Well, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. And lo and behold, oh, look, all those delivery prices went up. The price of fuel had gone up, and everything followed suit. And then, of course, we got the interest rates. And don't worry, the Fed is monitoring everything, folks, to make sure that they will bring the pain. They will bring the pain if the inflation doesn't come down fast enough, and they'll just make it more painful for you. It's all so counterintuitive, but yet, you know, delivered as, this is the message, right? This is the message that you get. All right, well, there's another part of this mix. The reason I wanted to recap that is because there's another part of this mix that has to do with the polls. Well, let's listen in here real briefly. It's a clip from this week, ABC This Week. Governor Wes Moore of Maryland, I believe, talking about how these new low Biden poll numbers, or the new Biden low poll numbers, don't mean anything. Well, and, you know, I guess fundamentally you're a year out, and I see that. Yeah, you're still a year out, but it's these poll numbers about Joe Biden that are driving whether or not he will even be on the ticket. So you can't tell me that the Democrat Party elite aren't scrutinizing these poll numbers right now so that they can figure out whether or not they need to revamp their strategy and put in Gavin Newsom. That's exactly what they're doing every single day, every breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This is going to be the discussion. And what are they doing? They're looking at polls. So let's listen in here briefly. I think we'll hear the question and then the governor's response.
There's no doubt that abortion hurt Republicans in Virginia, hurt them in Ohio, hurt them in Kentucky. But you still have these concerns about President Biden. In Ohio, where abortion rights, strong vote for abortion rights, you saw 73% in the exit poll. 73% of those who voted said that they would prefer somebody other than Biden to run. And that's even more, that 63% said they would prefer somebody other than Donald Trump to run. So how does President Biden deal with these questions?
I mean, I know there's still, you know, there's still the idea and the hand-wringing of what polls look like a year away from Election Day. And, you know, I'm not a pundit.
You're not concerned about this at all? Concerns about his age?
I'm not. I mean, I think about where the polls were for my race a year before Election Day. I was polling a little over 1%. By Election Day, I ended up winning with more individual votes than anyone who's ever run for governor in the history of the state of Maryland. I think when you're looking at polls a year out, they are worth the paper that they are written on. And I think when you continue looking at the work that's being done and the product that's being produced, just this past week, we saw how over $7 billion of investment was coming to the state of Maryland for infrastructure. We announced a couple weeks back that, you know, $250 million going towards broadband and Wi-Fi construction. We are actually rebuilding things in a bipartisan way. And when you think about what people are asking for, bipartisan leadership, and you can get things done, the PACT Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. That's President Biden.
Okay, let's stop right there. I kind of feel like we're going off the we're going off the track here a little bit. You know, if this you know, suddenly, well, we got all this investment in the state of Maryland, and this is all bipartisan, and it's Joe Biden. Then wait a minute. Hold the phone, because I thought the Biden campaign manager told us that everybody was working two jobs, that things weren't good, and so forth. And it was because of the what was it called? The brick wall of MAGA extremism. Wait, all together now. The brick wall of MAGA extremism. Well, they got to get their story straight on this at some point. But yes, I appreciate what the governor is saying, and certainly his experience. And sometimes you have those kinds of victories, right? Well, the poll said this, the poll said that, and then whammo, it all went your way. And so I appreciate that. But at the same time, these polls today, we are in such a different world, right? There is a signpost up ahead, and we entered the Twilight Zone like a long time ago, right? And this is, it's almost to the point where conventional political strategy somehow just doesn't apply in so many ways because we're in these uncharted waters. And so each and every day, you know, we're kind of swimming this way, trying to swim that way and go, you know, navigate this way or navigate that way, because we're always surprised almost at every turn. But nevertheless, I think that generally speaking, it's not just because Joe Biden is, you know, 80 years old. You could have, you know, I know people who are 80 years old and older than 80 years old who don't have the same problems that Joe Biden exhibits. So it's not just that he's too old in the grand sense. It's that he does these goofy things, which in so many ways I think are brought on by whatever condition that he is suffering from. And that's not something we celebrate. It's not something that we're, you know, trying to make fun of or anything like that. But those are the political realities, and the polls are not just reflecting people's lack of confidence in Joe Biden. They're reflecting their lack of confidence in their future, in their finances, in their kitchen table budget, in what tomorrow will bring. How about this? And we haven't even talked about the idea that the world is caught on fire. There doesn't seem to be a fire department on the world scale that can put it out, which would fall to the Biden administration, right? That's their job. That's any administration's job, no matter what party the president is from. But this particular administration has shown that they're not really able to put out these fires. If anything, it's almost as though they're pouring gasoline on the fires. And they're doing it because they are so messed up ideologically, they don't know how to react overall to this war in Israel. They don't know what to do about Ukraine. China will take over Taiwan and they'll say, that's a shame. You know, I mean, this is really getting serious, folks. But you know what? We're optimistic here on this program because we've got the good ideas. We've got more to come. Right after this. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Monday morning edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine on the program. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can tell us what you're thinking about. And we'll see it here during the broadcast and hopefully be able to bring it aboard and discuss it. And, of course, we've reached the part of the program this morning, folks. We call our Trucker and Traveler Report. And there is a lot to tell you about this morning in terms of rain and so forth. And also a major, major tie-up and a difficult situation for Los Angeles, probably moving forward here at least over the next several days, one might think. There's a huge fire, a pallet fire, under the 10 freeway in Los Angeles. So we'll tell you about that as well. But first, of course, we like to make sure that our truckers, our travelers out there, if you are driving across country this morning, if you are working a shift, if you're working your job, if you're up with us this morning to talk about the news and politics of the day, well, it's our public service. It's our duty and it's our privilege, really, to be able to make sure that everybody, myself included, we all just keep pumped up this morning because that's what we're here to do. Make sure your blood's still pumping and we're still going. It is Monday, and we're going to start off with a little bit of Huey Lewis and the news this morning. A little heart and soul. Morning, making sure we keep going down the track on our way this Monday morning, folks. And sometimes Mondays are harder than other days. But Huey Lewis and the News, of course, very, very successful band, no doubt, in rock and roll history. And I heard tell the other day that Huey Lewis is going to, they have like a Broadway show that's coming on here, I think, in the new year, I believe. But you might want to check it out. It has all the Huey Lewis music in it and so forth. So he's said he's really found out that he just really loves this musical theater interpretation and so forth. So Huey Lewis and the News, of course, so many hits back in the 80s. And I saw Huey Lewis and the News. This was a long time ago. Now, especially for our friends in Las Vegas, Caesar's Palace now has their Coliseum, right, which has had residencies by Elton John and Celine Dion. She was there, of course. She's now doing very well these days, we understand. And Rod Stewart, I think, has had a residency there. And just all kinds of great acts have been there. And well before they ever built the Coliseum, they had the main room. I don't think they called it the Circus Maximus. I forget exactly what they called it. Maybe they called it that. But it was the original showroom, right, for Caesar's Palace. And I saw Huey Lewis there. So that was a while back, you know. But it was a great show. And the band is really great, and they did a great job. So I was glad to be able to see them. All right, so let's check out here. By the way, this fire that happened in Los Angeles, this is right under the 10 freeway, I believe, near Alameda. This from UPI. Major downtown Los Angeles freeway interchange will be closed indefinitely after a massive fire at Pallet Storage Yard early Saturday morning melted some of the steel guardrails on Interstate 10, a fire department official said. More than 160 firefighters, 27 stations, and a helicopter battled the inferno that erupted under I-10 at East 14th and Alameda Streets about 12:30 a.m. The flames quickly spread to a nearby storage yard. Several vehicles, including a fire engine, were damaged. but crews protected three commercial buildings from the flames. No one was injured. On site, the one of the firefighters had said the heat from this fire was really intense. It was really threatening these buildings nearby. CHP has said that basically the East LA interchange at Alameda shut down. Okay, so especially, and I think the mayor is actually calling for people almost to stay home, at least on Monday morning, until they get this figured out, because there's going to be so much diverted around this interchange in the East LA area that it's just going to be a nightmare on top of a nightmare, which is the normal traffic in Los Angeles. So we don't know how this fire started, but obviously they have to take a look at this very carefully. They've got to make sure that this overpass isn't compromised in some way, because they said concrete was falling as well. So, again, you have to be safe. But if they have to repair it, I'm sure that they're going to be able to do that very quickly. They'll have to do it very quickly. Talk about, somebody pulling strings and so forth, they will definitely do that. Okay, well, let's take a look at some of the rain that we have happening this morning across the highways and byways of the land. If you're in Houston, Texas, it's raining. It's got lots and lots of rain. It's going to extend out into the Gulf of Mexico, by the way, and extend eastward over into Louisiana. It's going to stick mostly north of I-10, unless you're just coming into Baton Rouge. Heading east into Baton Rouge, you're going to find the rain coming across Interstate 10 there. But certainly north of there, it's Alexandria, sort of in the middle of it. It branches off on either side of Alexandria, north and south. If you're up towards Winfield, you definitely have rain coming through there. Mississippi, if you're near Brookhaven, you've got some rain coming down there, at least south of there. And this is going to start heading down south, down I-55. Towards Magnolia, so be careful there. And, of course, north of Houston, you've got all kinds of rain as well. This is also going to encompass Columbus, College Station, Huntsville, a place called Palestine, and Nacogdoches. I've been to Nacogdoches. I think I mentioned that once before. And then also in central Texas, near Kerrville, you've got rain coming across Junction, Sonora, Onoza. Then heading west. Now, this is going to be south of Pecos, by the way, south of Pecos on I-10, rain coming across the interstate there. Our friends up in Seattle, Washington right now, lots and lots of rain. You got snow also in the higher elevations. That rain is going to head down south all the way down Interstate 5, down through Portland. It's going to go a little bit east of there on I-84, down through Salem. Also Corvallis and Eugene, you've got a little bit of a break in there until you start heading down south of Roseburg. You're going to have a little bit of rain across the freeway, across the interstate, I should say, near Grants Pass. But that's going to continue southwest down into Northern California, Crescent City, down through Eureka as well. So do be careful out there this morning, whatever you're finding. And, of course, don't forget, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to come right back after your top-of-the-hour news. Much more to talk about. This program this morning, folks, is chock-full. So you're not going to miss a thing, but come right back after your top-of-the-hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.